Hello. Hi, welcome to 1000 Voices Podcast with your host, Gina. This time around, I will be talking about friendships. This is chapter 5. And I really, really want to get deep into what friendships are and what they mean. The episode that I started with about friendship talks about the core foundations, which is the essence of a friendship, building strong bonds, and the power of diversity, you know, understanding different or cross-cultural friendships and people from all walks of lives and the benefits of all of that. So now, because you are friends, because you have this big, big bond, maybe you've been friends for like 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, even in your first 3 months of your friendship, sometimes I always feel like friendships compared to like relationships, even like love relationships, because in the beginning of it, there is that unique love between you and your friend, and everything is pure, everything is genuine, everything is beautiful. You treat each other so nice, you communicate so well, you are so obsessed. Then you also get to a time where that friendship gets challenged. And how do you solve all of those conflicts? You know, you have to kind of maintain those friendships even through the tough times. And some of the biggest ways you can do that is to practice patience and understanding. Because if there is some sort of miscommunication, first of all, you need to establish what is the root cause of that. Then you now need to open space for communicating on whatever that issue is. And after you communicate, then you forgive each other. The next part is, you know, in as much as you have this beautiful friendship going on, everything is perfect, and then you sort of have like your first breakup, once you realize that, okay, I was wrong or she was wrong, and then you kind of reconnect and then you fix your friendship, you need to now set boundaries within that friendship. And you also need to have some sort of limits where you don't cross their line and they don't cross yours, but you can still be in your spheres of that friendship. This will help you with your personal growth, and it will also balance that friendship with your unique individualities. Because it's very important, because most times, some friendships, they are overpowered by the one person, because now the one person is the one calling the shots, making all the decisions, controlling the one person, and the other person sort of like is absorbed within that friendship, and that kind of leads to the toxic kind of friendships, which we will talk about right close to the end of this chapter. However, there has to be some sort of boundary, right? So you can still maintain your unique individuality and sort of like meet each other halfway. It also gives you the independence that you can still love this person as your friend. At the same time, when you say no, it has to be a no. And even when you feel like you don't want to do something, your friend still needs to respect that. Because you get in situations where sometimes you're trying to, maybe your friend is convincing you like, oh, let's do this, let's go to this party, or let's do this thing, and you're probably not prepared. You are not ready, but they are insisting, but you still need to set boundaries. And in as much as you set boundaries and then you say no, your friend still needs to also respect that. They need to give you that room to be yourself in as much as they feel like this is good for you. Another angle also is in relationships, and this happens to most of us women and girls. We tend to let our friendships rule our love relationships. If you relate to this, please add a comment below, because biggest mistake that most people do in their love relationship with their boyfriend and girlfriend, they always let friends come in between, and that affects that love relationship. And I feel like in the challenges and growth, of your friendship, you need to have boundaries where if you're in a love relationship, you're in a love relationship. If there's ups in your love relationship or if there's downs in your love relationship, do not have your friends interfering. You need to stand your ground. This is where you set all these boundaries just to make sure that you maintain your unique individuality. Then the next thing I want to talk about is the dynamics and the life changes and, you know, adapting to your friendship over the years. So now, what I can tell you is, for example, this is one of my family members, my sibling, actually. She was telling me or confiding in me that one of her friends is not as close as she used to when they were in primary school, and now they're just in high school. And she was really worried, and we were kind of speaking to her like, hey, did you try to communicate with your friend? Did you try to find out what is happening or what is the issue? Maybe they could be facing some sort of personal thing and that's why they've distanced. Or it could be a situation where maybe you guys have grown. You're not in primary school anymore. And that is okay. Like, you are in high school now and your likes and your preferences are not going to be the same as you were in primary school. And you have to understand that and you have to accept yourself just the way you are. So what that means is, for example, the other friend could have kind of shifted and now she's hanging out with other people that are not her. And she is finding it difficult because they were friends for the longest time. The adaptation of the friendship is not supposed to be forced if the both parties do not feel the need to still be friends after a certain level in life. You just have to let go. For example, you may see your friend doing certain things or they are doing particular things and then you just feel like, oh, maybe this friend is not communicating or maybe they're not reachable anymore, etc., etc. It's just part of the stages of life and you just have to adapt to that. They are not part of your friend anymore. First, you need to communicate it. If your communication has been heard, it has been felt, and then you still see that there's no change, then it's always good to walk away. There would be instances where your friend would say, ah, come on, it's okay, I'm good, or we're gonna hang out or whatever, etc., etc. But then you see that's not happening. Then you also realize that, wait a minute, it's actually okay. Life change, people change, and normally friendship breakups are not the same as love relationship breakup, where, you know, you tell each other, I don't love you anymore, it's over between us. Some actually majority of all friendships, they just fade away into this silent cold death, which is very painful to either the one side or to both sides. But still, that's just how it is. You just always have to find a way to move on when that happens to you. So I think another part of it is, in as much as you are at loss, I mean, you can always make new friends. Appreciate the other friends that you have. Spend time with the other friends that you have. And trust me, you can always make new friends. Because it is quite pointless to be crying over a friendship that has not worked. You have to set yourself free. You have to be independent. And once you kind of have those boundaries, you know, if you set the limits, if you have your personal growth moving for yourself, then trust me, you will not have a problem with that friendship ending, because you also realize that you've sort of like transcended to a certain level and maybe they're just not fitting that picture in your life anymore. And it's okay to not be part of them or them not be part of you. Life goes on. You will meet new friends on that next stage. Remember to like and place a comment and add a rating to this podcast for me to keep making more. Enjoy this episode and I'll catch you on the next one. Bye.